Less than 3 months after President Obama delivered his landmark address to the Muslim world from Cairo, President Mubarak is visiting Washington. The visit signals an easing of strains that had developed between the two countries over the former Bush administration's emphasis on democratic reform and human rights concerns in Egypt, according to former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs Edward Walker.
Signal from Egypt that they want to have a restored relationship with the White House. It's also a signal of confidence that Mubarak has in Obama, I think based on the president's speech in Cairo, but also recognition that something has to happen on the Palestinian issue, something has to happen on the Iranian issue, and Mubarak's a player in all these things, and certainly Obama is, so it's timely.
Walker, who served as U.S. ambassador to both Israel and Egypt in the 1990s, says President Mubarak is no stranger to dealing with new U.S. leaders.
President Mubarak's been around for 28 years. He's dealt with every president in that period of time. Right now, the impression is that our interests are more aligned than they were in the previous 4 or 8 years, and therefore there's hope that there'll be more cooperation on issues like the Palestinian issue and so on.
President Obama's emphasis and focus on Middle East peace has raised expectations for progress in forging a new plan to end the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Some commentators in the Israeli and Arab press have speculated that the Obama-Mubarak meeting may yield a major announcement on that front. Abdelmonim Saeed, director of Cairo's Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies, spoke of the heightened expectations last week at a Washington forum.
We have a moment now, and I will call it the Obama moment. Every American president I know, the first few months at least, is shying away from the business of the Arab-Israeli conflict. He is interested to get to the bottom of this and get it into a conclusion in a reasonable amount of time.
But Edward Walker is skeptical that Tuesday's White House meeting will yield any grand announcements regarding the peace initiative.
The Israeli papers are saying that Mubarak's going to ask for a U.S. Plan to be tabled. I think that's premature, but if they push in that direction, it's probably going to be just a rehash of what Clinton put forward back several years ago. I don't expect major changes. This is more of a visit to reestablish relations, and I doubt that there's going to be any breakthroughs or major announcements coming out of it.
Walker adds that, compared to his predecessor, President Obama has been less public in prodding Egypt towards political reform. He says the issue could come up between the two leaders in their private meeting. Monday, a pro-democracy Egyptian-American group denounced Mr. Obama for welcoming, as they put it, another friendly dictator to the White House. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.